Check two, check one. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO on Sunday criticized Vladimir Putin for what he called his, quote, dangerous and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric, Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
The Russian president said Saturday he would station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, Ukraine's neighbor. Putin likened it to the U.S. stationing its weapons in Europe while insisting that Russia would not violate its nuclear non-proliferation promises. A NATO spokesperson said in emailed comments to Reuters on Sunday that Russia has consistently broken its arms control commitments. It's one of Russia's most pronounced nuclear signals since the beginning of its invasion of Ukraine 13 months ago.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. The Russian Defense Ministry said Russian air defenses halted a Ukrainian drone attack on a Russian town on Sunday in which three people were hurt and apartment blocks were damaged. Kyiv has previously denied Russian assertions that its drones have flown into Russian territory and caused damage to civilian infrastructure. Mass protests erupted across Israel and in Jerusalem on Sunday, shortly after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced he dismissed the country's defense minister. The dismissal was announced a day after the minister broke ranks with the government and urged a halt to the highly contested plan to overhaul the judicial system. As news of the dismissal spread, thousands of protesters, many waving blue and white Israeli flags, took to the streets in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. An increased number of travelers in Germany boarded trains and planes on Sunday, a day before a major one-day strike that aims to bring the country's transportation system to a standstill. AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reports.
Munich Airport has already shut down because of the impending strike on Monday, and technical problems affecting German airline Lufthansa in Frankfurt led to flight delays and cancellations at the country's biggest airport. Munich Airport, the country's second busiest, said that the Verdi Union was hitting it with 2 days of strikes, and it has no regular passenger or cargo flights on either Sunday or Monday. A total of 1,500 connections were affected, and takeoffs and landings were only possible for emergency humanitarian flights. German unions have called on thousands of workers across the country's transportation system to stage strikes, as employees in many sectors are seeking hefty raises to reflect persistently high inflation. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Help has begun pouring into one of the poorest regions in the United States, the Mississippi Delta in the country's south, after a deadly tornado killed and injured dozens of people and flattened entire communities. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Families are grieving, homeless, and facing years of displacement. But the federal government is helping.
That's what we're here to do.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell toured the damage this weekend, vowing help is there.
Going door to door into these communities, helping people register for assistance.
Like Wonder Bolden, who's lost her home and possessions.
It's nothing, Leo Pony.
Volunteers are helping too, like Jared Kunze of Alabama, who was stunned by what he saw.
The town's devastated. Trash, trees, houses, homes.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Sunday the United States will increase investment in Africa and help spur economic growth. She began a week-long tour of the continent aimed at offering a counter to the influence of rival China. China has invested heavily in Africa in recent decades, including in infrastructure and resource development, while Russian influence has also grown, including through the deployment of troops from Russia's private military contractor Wagner Group to aid governments in several countries. Meanwhile, French Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne plans to meet with opposition leaders and trade unions in the hope of ending weeks of protest against the new pension law, her office said on Sunday. Demonstrations against the pension reform, which will raise the retirement age by 2 years, turned violent after the government pushed through the legislation this month without a final parliamentary vote. Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron has ruled out scrapping or delaying the legislation. I'm Joe Ramsey.